Welcome to this week's edition of the OHSAA Tournament Tip-Off. Now from Columbus, here is the OHSAA Radio Network's Marty Bannister.
Almost 800 schools across Ohio began basketball practice back in November and began the regular season with the hopes of reaching the state tournament. And now those schools set off on the tournament trail with the goal of reaching the Final Four in Columbus. Hi everyone, this is Marty Bannister and I welcome you to the first edition of the 2020 OHSAA Tournament Tip-Off Show. We'll spend the next 25 minutes setting the scene for high school hoops all across Ohio. On this edition of the OHSAA Tournament Tip-Off Show, we'll get reports from Chris Stubbs and Chris Solwecki to tell us which teams are entering a tournament with the bullseye on their back, and get regional reports from broadcasters around the state as well. From Antwerp to Worcester and in all parts between, we'll have you covered. Let's step aside, though, first for a break for these messages from the Ohio High School Athletic Association. You're listening to the OHSAA Tournament Tip-Off.
Here's to the ones who put in the work. The no-days-off rise-and-grind warriors who live by the oath of my body is my temple. And when their temple needs to rebuild after a long workout, athletes of all types choose low-fat chocolate milk. It's delicious and contains the right mix of protein and carbs to help refuel exhausted muscles. Chocolate milk turns Motivation Monday into Flex Friday. Crush your goals with the help of a real recovery drink. Try it for yourself. Built with chocolate milk. The official beverage of high school sports is brought to you by the American Dairy Association Mideast.
There's nothing like high school basketball in Ohio, and the Ohio High School Athletic Association is inviting you to be a part of the excitement on the tournament trail all the way to Columbus. The OHSAA Girls Basketball State Tournament is at St. John Arena March 12th, 13th, and 14th, and the boys take the court at the Schottenstein Center March 19th, 20th, and 21st. Check out OHSAA.org for brackets, tickets, and special offers. Make a trip with friends and family to the Basketball State Tournament and be a part of history.
Spectrum News One, a new kind of news channel dedicated to refreshing storytelling and empowering communities across the Buckeye State. With your local forecast every 10 minutes and all of the essential news you need 24/7. Plus, in-depth shows and exclusives focused on your community. Always Ohio, always refreshing, always on. We are Spectrum News One, exclusively on Spectrum.
This is Jerry Snodgrass, Executive Director of the Ohio High School Athletic Association. One of my longstanding goals is to help people understand that high school sports are about so much more than wins and losses. The OHSAA promotes education-based athletics, where sports are an extension of the classroom. Our schools all want to win. There's no doubt about it. But at the end of the day, it's all about sportsmanship, leadership, and making certain that academics are a priority. Thank you for your support of high school sports in Ohio.
The OHSAA Tournament Tip-Off Show is being brought to you by Chocolate Milk. Fuel up with chocolate milk. By Max Preps, the official stats and scores provider of the OHSAA. By Spectrum News One, always Ohio, always refreshing, and always on Channel One. Jet's Pizza, the official pizza partner of the OHSAA. By Aerie Sportswear, the official apparel provider of the OHSAA. And by Mercy Health, the care you need when you need it. And it's being brought to you as well by the OHSAA Radio Network, which will broadcast every game from the girls and boys state basketball tournaments in March. The girls state tournament is March 12th through the 14th at St. John Arena in Columbus, while the boys state tournament is March 19th through the 21st, and that takes place at the Schottenstein Center, also in Columbus at Ohio State. And now it's time to talk about the start of the tournament trail. First, let's hear from Kurt Stubbs with the Ohio High School Hoops Around the State podcast.
Let's start with the latest and final Associated Press boys basketball poll, finishing atop the big school ranks. Cincinnati Molar checking in with a record of 21-1. They are now 105-5 over the last four seasons, and that includes two state championships and a state runner-up. In Division II, Lima Shawnee is at 21-0 with a chance to go to 22-0 and finish the regular season unbeaten when they get Lima Bath this Friday. Hey, this is Kurt Stubbs from the Ohio High School Hoops Around the State podcast, giving you a look and review of Ohio boys basketball around the state. Let's start with the latest and final Associated Press boys basketball poll, finishing atop the big school ranks. Cincinnati Molar checking in with a record of 21-1. They are now 105-5 over the last four seasons, and that includes two state championships and a state runner-up. In Division II, Lima Shawnee is at 21-0 with a chance to go to 22-0 and finish the regular season unbeaten when they get Lima Bath this Friday. The Indians are looking to return to Columbus for the first time since 2000 when they were defeated in a semifinal to Warrensville Heights. They were also at the state tournament in 1965. Shawnee also wrapped up the WBL Western Buckeye League Championship for the first time since 2008. In Division III, Harvest Prep, last year's state champs, finished atop the AP poll, led by senior guard C.J. Anthony, who became the all-time leading scorer in Central Ohio basketball this season. And in the small school ranks, Columbus Grove, who is 21-0 with a chance to go undefeated this Friday in the regular season when they get Ada. Grove is looking to go back-to-back for the Northwest Conference as Convoy Crestview completed the task last year in Division IV. Some other feats from around the state this past week. Heath finished the regular season at 22-0 for the first time in school history. Walnut Ridge captured their first City League championship in Columbus since 1971, the same year the Scots won the state championship behind the late, great Ed Stahl. In doing so, Walnut Ridge's senior Von Cameron Davis scored 34 points, grabbed 12 rebounds, became the all-time leading scorer in the City League and the Central District for Division I. In the Ohio Valley Athletic Conference, they crowned their champions this past weekend at Ohio University Eastern, and the Meadowbrook Colts won their fifth straight championship on the floor, tying Wheeling Central as the only school to win four consecutive championships. Other winners were Fort Fry and Frontier on the Ohio side. Nehemiah Benson from Cleveland Heights Lutheran East this past Friday scored 60 points, going 26 of 34 from the floor, which included 10 rebounds. He also knocked down 7 3-pointers in a lopsided victory over John Hay. What makes this feat even more incredible, he did this in just 23 minutes of play. And that is a look around the state of Ohio with Kurt Stubbs.
Kurt, thank you very much. Now let's bring in Chris Solwecki to further break down the final Associated Press state polls and see when and where some of those ranked teams may face each other.
Thanks very much, Marty. It is the most wonderful time of the year. Now, I'm not talking about Christmas. You don't need to go buy me any presents. I'm talking about postseason basketball in the OHSAA. It's fantastic. It's here. And the AP has ranked the top 10 teams in each of the four divisions for both boys and girls basketball. We'll start on the girls' side of the ledger. None of the AP top teams in girls' Division I will face each other in district play. So we'll spend a little more time on Division I next week. Lots of interesting regional action if these teams survive their districts. But no matchups between D1 schools in the AP top 10 this week. In Division 2, should Circleville defeat their in-town rival Logan Elm on the 20th, and Chillicothe Unioto get past number 4 seed MacArthur Vinton County, then number 1 Circleville and number 10 Unioto would face off in the Chillicothe 2 District Championship on the 26th in Chillicothe. Number 5, Thornville Sheridan, the only Final Four participant a year ago to be in the most recent AP top rankings, and number 4 Vincent Warren each need one more victory in order to face one another in the Chillicothe 1 District Championship on the 27th. In Division 3, number 8 Ironton and number 9 Wheelersburg each need one more win to face off in the Waverly 2 District Finals to be played at Waverly High School on the 29th. In the Shelby District, number 10 Bascom Hopewell Loudon and number 3 Castalia Margareta could see each other, but Bascom needs 3 wins and Margareta 2 before that matchup becomes a reality. Finley Liberty Benton, who received 14 votes in the most recent poll, is 2 wins away from squaring off against number 7 Ottawa Glandorf in the Alita District semifinals. Glandorf needs just 1 win to reach those semifinals. And in Division 4, Berlin Center Western Reserve receiving 19 votes, including 1 first place vote, and McDonald also receiving 19 votes and 1 first place vote, could see each other at the finals of the Mineral Ridge District play. Each team needs 2 wins before the district finals matchup could materialize. Number 8 Mike Peebles, number 10 Gloucester Trimble, or each one went away from a Jackson 2 district championship clash. Belpre received 12 votes in the most recent poll. Their one went away from facing number 2 Portsmouth Notre Dame in the Jackson 1 district championship. And maybe the best potential pre-district finals matchup on the girls' schedule, how about a district semifinal matchup between number 8 Minster, who is a Final Four participant a year ago, and number 5 Marius Stein Marion Local. That could happen if Minster gets a win and Marion Local gets 2. On the boys' side of things, how about the Canton 1 district, which hosts number 7 Youngstown Boardman, number 8 Green, number 10 Canton McKinley. McKinley and Boardman could see each other in the district semifinals if they each win their first game. In Division 2, Chillicothe Unioto garnered 15 votes in the most recent poll. If they win a couple of contests and number 8 Lancaster Fairfield Union does the same, they'll face off in an Athens district semifinal. Athens, by the way, is loaded. Not only are those two teams on a collision course, but number 10 Thornville Sheridan, a Final Four participant from last year, and Jackson are on their same side of the Athens bracket. They could be the other district semifinal game. The Convocation Center at Ohio University is going to be rocking on February 29th and March 5th for those potential matchups. In Division 3, in the Athens district, number 10 Chillicothe Zane Trace and number 7 Sardinia Eastern could match up in the district championship game. Each team needs 2 wins to get there. One of those 2 wins for Sardinia Eastern would possibly be against Oak Hill, the number 6 seed in the district, but a team receiving 15 votes in the latest AP poll. And in Division 4, get this, if each team wins their first game in the East District, number 4 Zanesville Rosecrans, number 8 Berlin Highland, who were state runners-up from a year ago, would square off in the district quarterfinals. The basketball gods are cruel sometimes. Malvern, who received 13 votes just missing the AP Top 10, is also in that district and could face the team left standing in the district finals. The Athens 2 District could see number 2 New Boston Glenwood, number 10 Gloucester Trimble wage battle for the district title, and in Defiance, number 3 Antwerp, number 9 Toledo Christian could see each other in their district finals. Let the games begin. For the OHSAA Radio Network, I'm Chris Sulwecki.
Chris, thank you. And now we will allow our local stations to share a few messages from their local sponsors. When we come back, we'll hear from several broadcasters around Ohio with updates from their area. You are listening to the OHSAA Tournament Tip-Off.
The year was 1907. The Cubs won the World Series and the Ford Model R hit the assembly line. While here in Ohio, school administrators came together to form the Ohio High School Athletic Association. One thing that hasn't changed since 1907 is the dedication of the OHSAA to education-based athletics in Ohio. School sports teach responsibility, sportsmanship, and life lessons that stay with students long after their playing days are over. The OHSAA seeks to prepare students not for the next level of sport, but for the next level of life.
Looking for future leaders we can believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It includes learning to listen, accepting responsibility, being a good role model, and it's about respect. The result, it transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
The game is over. But this time, instead of asking how many goals did you score or what were your stats, try asking these questions. Were you a good teammate? Were you coachable? Did you give 100%? And did you have fun? Because those are the values that school sports instill in Ohio's young people, where winning and losing are secondary to the life lessons that will stay with kids long after their playing days are over. This is the Ohio High School Athletic Association. Educate through sports.
And we welcome you back to this edition of the OHSA Tournament Tip-Off Show. I'm Marty Bannister. Now it's time to welcome in broadcasters from around the state to talk about the top teams in their area. Let's start first of all with Southwest Ohio, where the girls and boys teams from Versailles have eyes on deep postseason runs. Here's Scott Ward from Greenville's 97.5 FM WTGR.
The Versailles Tigers boys basketball team has had an unbelievable season, going 21-1 and unbeaten in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Versailles returned 6 seniors from last year's regional semifinalist team that finished 15-11. The Tigers are led by 5'11 senior Michael Stahlman, averaging 18 points a game, and Connor Van Skyock, who's averaging 9.5 points a game. Under fourth-year head coach Travis Swank, the number 2 seed in the Southwest Sectional, Versailles looks to return to the regionals for the 5th time out of the last 8 years, where they could face Anna, Taft, or state-ranked Deer Park. Basketball tradition continues in Versailles on the ladies' side as the Tigers are under first-year head coach Tracy White, who takes over for Jackie Stonebreaker, who won over 340 games in 16 years at Versailles. The Lady Tigers returned six seniors from last year's regional semifinalist team and hope their strength of schedule will lead them deep into the tournament as they have faced state-ranked Fort Laramie, Tri-Village, Marion Local, and Minster.
Scott, thanks very much for that report. Now let's head to the northeast part of the state. From Worcester's WQKT 105.5 FM, the legend himself. Here's Mike Breckenridge.
With the girls' sectional tournament already underway, the focus is always around Highland in this part of the state. The Lady Hawks have won five state championships. They've made 16 appearances, and some believe this is their best team ever. They're number one ranked in Division III as they start their tournament run. In Division III, the Worcester Sessional District appears wide open. Chippewa's won it the last 3 years, but Tuslaw's the top seed this year, and any one of five teams has a legitimate chance to make it into the regionals. Meanwhile, for the small schools, Downton, three straight regional appearances for the 20-2 Lady Bulldogs. They've never been to Columbus. This their best chance. Last year, they lost in the regional finals to Cornerstone Christian, the team they'll likely have to beat in the regionals to make it to St. John Arena. And for boys, while Worcester was 16-1 at the tournament draw a week and a half ago and came home with the sixth seed, maybe the toughest district in the state, Division I at the Canton Civic Center. Green, McKinley, Boardman, the top three seeds. 10 teams in the 13-team district have at least 12 wins. And in Division IV for the boys locally, it's Highland. The Hawks are solid again, lost in the state championship game last year. Highland's toughest game in the tournament run before Columbus this year might be the sectionals. The number two seed at 18-4, Highland will play top seed Zanesville Rosecrans in the sectional final. Rosecrans got cagey during the tournament. In the East District, they got the top seed and passed. Highland went on the board as the two seed, and Rosecrans jumped right next to them. The feeling for the one-loss Rosecrans team led by Todd Rock? Play Highland at home in the sectional finals instead of at a neutral site in the district finals. Risky, but maybe smart in the most interesting move in the tournament draw this year. There's your update. Tournament basketball. Mike Breckenridge, WQKT in Worcester.
Let's move on now and get a report on how things are faring in Central Ohio as we start tournament play. Here's Aaron Cassidy from GBSN and the Ohio High School Athletic Association Radio Network.
Thanks, Marty. Here in Central Ohio, we'll be very competitive for the boys and girls basketball tournament. In fact, four teams from Central Ohio from the boys and four teams from Central Ohio for the girls finished in the top 10 AP rankings this season. On the girls' side of things, number four, Dublin Kaufman takes on the Sales in the first round on the 21st. Kaufman as a program has won at least 20 games in each of the last five seasons, including five OCC championships, so plenty of talent and experience on the Lady Shamrocks team. Staying in Division I, Columbus Watterson and Westerville South both play on the 21st as well. Watterson finished 8th in the AP poll, while South rounded out the top 10 at number 10. Watterson takes on Darby. The Lady Eagles have had an impressive resume with wins this year over district runners-up from last year in Gahanna and also Upper Arlington. For Westerville South, they look to return to the regionals after winning last year's district title. Gabby Hutch leads the Lady Wildcats this season, and she's an Ohio State commit, finally in Division III. Afrocentric, who finished number 2 in the Division III poll, will start their quest for a third straight state championship as they take on Columbus International. That game will tip off on the 22nd. On the boys' side, in Division I, the regional title is up for grabs, and that's probably an understatement, as in Division I, there were three Central Ohio teams finishing in the top five. Gahanna Lincoln at number 3, Columbus South at number 4. Hilliard-Bradley finished 5th in the AP rankings. Columbus South is vying for another state title appearance after falling short in last year's Division II title game. This year, they got to get it done in the Division I rankings. And for Gahanna, they come in at 21-1 with their only loss on the season being to Pickerington North. The Lions are led by sensational sophomore Sean Jones, who's averaging just over 18 points per game. And finally, Bradley with arguably the most experienced team when it comes to the playoffs, comes in returning four starters this year. They're led by senior Matt Ilocco. The Jags look to make a big run as well. And in Division III, it is top ranked in the AP poll Harvest Prep, tipping off their tournament play as they look to win back-to-back state championships. They will play Columbus International on the 25th. Reporting for Central Ohio and the Ohio High School Athletic Association Radio Network, I'm Aaron Cassidy.
Aaron, thanks very much. Let's find out how things are faring now in East Central Ohio. Here's Ian Kress from WHIZ in Zanesville.
The Muskingum Valley League was run by both Sheridan and Tri-Valley in both boys and girls. For the Sheridan boys, they got their first league title since 2011. For the girls, they got their fourth straight league title, as both Sheridan boys and girls going to be looking to get back to the state Final Four for the second year in a row. For Tri-Valley boys and girls, the boys haven't captured their league title just yet, but with a win on Friday, will share the title with Sheridan. For the girls, they got their first league title since 2017. And with Tri-Valley now in Division II this year, look for Tri-Valley to make a big run in both boys and girls tournaments. For the Zanesville Bishop Rosecrans boys, currently at 19-2, are the number one seed in the East District, with its only two losses coming at the hands of Harvest Prep, who is the top team in Division III. So the Bishops, with their toughest opponent behind them, will sure make a big run in the tournament. For the OHSAA Tournament Tip-Off Show, I'm Ian Kress, WHIZ Sports.
Some pretty good basketball being played to the east of Columbus and beyond, with an update on that area of the state. From Newark's Cool 101.7 FM, WCLT, here's Dave Doney.
The Newark girls basketball team opened tournament play with a big win over Columbus Franklin Heights, and now they turn their attention to Mount Vernon. The number one seed Wildcats will host the number 47 seed Yellow Jackets Friday night. Newark is ranked second in Division I in the latest Associated Press Top 25 poll, trailing only undefeated Cincinnati Mount Notre Dame. Newark is 23-2 on the season, with their two losses coming to national power Tennessee Hamilton Heights and state-ranked Huber Heights. The Lady Wildcats have won 11 straight games, and they are looking to win their sixth consecutive district title. Over the past 4 years, the Newark Wildcats girls basketball team has a record of 93-9, four league championships, three district championships, and one regional championship. For Cool 101.7, I'm Dave Doney.
Dave, thanks very much. And we thank all of our broadcasters for their reports this week. We're going to take one more break for these messages from the Ohio High School Athletic Association. And when we return, we'll wrap up this edition of the OHSAA Tournament Tip-Off. We'll be right back.
The Ohio High School Athletic Association State Championships are the pinnacle of every high school season.
It is up and it is good. A game-winning field goal from 31 yards away, and that is how Hartley repeats as the Division IV state champions.
The OHSAA Radio Network brings you the play-by-play call for the football championships and the state tournaments in girls and boys basketball, baseball, and softball.
Base hit to center field, and the ball game is over. The Defiance Bulldogs have just won the Ohio State Division II baseball title.
With more than 60 partner radio stations, the OHSAA Radio Network delivers countless memories from OHSAA championships.
They're certainly peaking at the right time, clicking on all cylinders coming into the state tournament.
On the air, online, and on your mobile device, you're listening to the OHSAA Radio Network.
Let's take a time out to talk about educational athletics. That means the school sports are an extension of the classroom. Student athletes earn the privilege of participation in sports by succeeding during the school day first, before they put on the team uniform after. Student athletes prove that with better attendance records, higher GPAs, and fewer discipline issues than non-student athletes. That's what it means to be a part of the Ohio High School Athletic Association.
This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association.
And as we close out this week's show, a reminder that tickets for the OHSA Girls and Boys Basketball State Tournaments are now available at Ticketmaster.com. Search OHSAA or at the box office at the Schottenstein Center. A special price for groups of 10 or more is also available. And fans can check out all the upcoming OHSAA State Tournaments at OHSAA.org/winterchamps. I would like to thank all of our guests on today's show, along with all of our OHSAA Radio Network affiliates. On behalf of the Ohio High School Athletic Association, I'm Marty Bannister. The OHSA Tournament Tip-Off Show is a production of the OHSAA Radio Network.